Blog Talk Radio.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
Basically, the 1% of the motorcycle community who operates outside the law.
Their total focus is on hatred for the enemy. They have a policy of shoot or kill on sight if they can.
It's bullshit. Law enforcement just tries to paint this picture to the media and just cover up their bullshit, cover up their lies, and I just like to say fuck them.
What'd that man say?
He said unmuted.
Up.
That's what I heard, unmuted.
Yeah. No, he said fuck him.
Oh, yeah, well, I know that, but I thought you were hearing the same thing. Forget it.
No.
Hi, Phil.
Hello. How are you?
How are you, Phil?
I'm good. How's the baby?
Oh, man. Isn't she awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's... She's beautiful. She's coming home from the hospital tomorrow. She's managed to pass all her culture tests and hold down food and breathe and do all that other good stuff. So she gets her checklist.
Did they do the car seat test?
What?
Did they do the car seat test?
Yeah, she passed her car seat test today, as a matter of fact. I was like, what's a car seat test? And, my daughter told me that they sit them, I guess, in the car seat for like an hour and a half to make sure their little bodies can handle the, I guess, the stress or whatever. So I was like, oh, cool. So
when I had my kids, that didn't happen.
I didn't know if that was something new or something they did with babies that were born early, you know. I hadn't a clue. So
no, they changed the rules the last few years.
Well, you know, better to be safe than sorry. Ignorance,
absolutely.
You know.
Yeah.
So where is everybody?
They're around. You know.
They're Bill around.
Bill won't be here. It's his issue for a medical thing today.
Oh, I was going to say, did you scare him off again?
No, I didn't scare him off. He hasn't been to work all week. He's got something going on.
Well, I hope he's okay. Oh, my goodness. You better run on down there and bring him some chicken soup or something.
No, he's trying to pass a couple of stones.
Oh, God damn.
Yeah. But I have somebody here that would like to tell you why they do the car seat. This is Gina. This is Stacy. Stacy, this is Gina.
What's going on, Gina?
Hi. Not much. The reason they started to do the car seat test, and it's done for children who are premature or if something occurs while they're in the hospital and they haven't been released. Like my granddaughter was coughing to the point where she'd lose her breath and stuff. So she ended up, you know, kind of choking and stuff. So they kept her, you know, for about a week because not only did she do it in my arms, but she also did it, like, at night. So it was kind of like her brain stopped making her breathe or whatever. And so the doctor says that what they do is they run the various tests, which includes the car seat test, is because of the fact that over the years, there have been more babies that have died in car seats.
Oh, no kidding.
Premature or had experienced complications, you know, at the point of birth and things, that the parent wouldn't even know until you drove. And usually it would happen within about an hour.
Wow.
If you went, like, for us, Oceanside to, like, San Diego, in that distance in itself, by the time you get to San Diego, the child could be dead.
Right, right.
And that's why also, because one of my things was, how more and more you saw, like, the wife or the husband in the back seat while the other drove.
Right.
That is another reason why there's more people that you see doing just that, is because of that nervousness of whether or not your child, you know, stops breathing while in the car seat driving somewhere.
Wow.
Yep.
I never even, I mean, when I had my daughter, it was 20 years ago. When I had my son, it was 11 years ago. And this...
Careful, you're yourself now.
Yeah, I'm what? What did
yeah,
you say?
She just gave me a fresh one.
Well, anyway.
Yeah, so it was all new to me as well, being that my youngest is 23.
Right.
Yeah, so, yeah, we definitely had a lot of questions when the various tests were, you know, coming up to a point. Because for my granddaughter, she actually ended up having to take caffeine drops.
Wow.
For, like, months because... Which I said, well, shoot, I'm a caffeine junkie. Why don't we just give her some 5-hour energy drink, you know, type deal?
Jesus.
And the reason is it works
yeah.
differently from what we're used of the caffeine to what they do the caffeine on the kids for, because the caffeine for kids kind of does a stimulation factor for the brains, and it maintains the functions that the brain needs to do, such as brain.
Okay. All right.
So
it's all good, you know, as long as this little car seat thing, you know, helps with some babies and some families, it's all good, you know. It makes me feel old because, like, my mother always told me, she's like, you know, she says, stuff's always changing, stuff's always evolving. And it's true because, you know, here we are 11 years since I had my last one and, you know,
well, and the issue is because we had asked about that, you know, specifically about, you know, that test and the other tests that were necessary, too. And that was because the doctor, because the respiratory guy came in and said, oh, yeah, she's fine. You know, there's no concerns here, da, da, da. Well, when the doctor said one thing and that guy said the other, it was like, what's the deal here? Doctor, of course,
yes.
says, I'm the one that signs you out. I'm the one that becomes liable.
Right.
You may not think that the tests are necessary. They are necessary, and they are done in precaution, because if something was to happen to that child, which has happened over the course of many years on the Sue Happy People, that's what happens. He becomes liable.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yep. All that knowledge.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Phil,
yeah.
we know where Bill is, and, oh, my God, I'm almost crying. I feel bad for that. That's a horrible situation to be in. So, where's Nora? Where's Nora?
He drinks Pepsi.
I'm
he
here.
He can't drink water as he does Pepsi.
Yeah.
I'm here.
What's
hello.
Going on?
Hello. How are you? How's everyone?
Doing better now.
12 days.
Yeah, you know.
No,
oh, Stacey, I had to do the show myself.
I'm sorry. It's been a rough.
No, don't be. It was okay. I was a little nervous, but you know, not. It was like I don't know. I was just. I thought, okay, I'll just touch base like the guys always do. Know your rights, kind of thing, reminding everyone. And then Eunice called, and then Paul called, and then got through with that. One of Phil's friend had called, you know, with some event news, got done with that. Then Fran called and then took the rest of the show. I'm like, sweet.
So you had a good show then.
Yeah, it was okay. I mean, you know, I didn't do too bad, you know, for just doing it, you know, like that. And, in fact, Art posted on my wall that I did a good job for by myself, you know. I'm like, hey.
That's
cool.
It was
fun.
Very
cool. It was fun.
Yeah.
And,
so,
but
so wait,
I, huh?
Got 3,000 hits.
Phil,
yeah.
How's your mouth, man?
Yeah.
How's that mouth?
What did the doctor say?
Yeah, you know what they say, you got a party mouth.
Okay.
Lost a couple of molars.
You lost them?
Well, I cracked them in half down the center and then...
Jesus!
Yeah.
How the heck did you do that?
Because it just, I was eating a sandwich and next thing I know, I'm like, felt like somebody hit me in the side of the head. So I went Monday after, I left and I went Monday after work and he took them out 8:30 Tuesday morning.
That was like, you know, my mom, back about, I don't know, like 15 years ago, she bit into a piece of fish.
Get you mad. I was just trying to help. I'm sorry.
Oh.
No, that was, go ahead. Nora's having a conversation while we're talking.
Okay.
So I muted her now.
But my mom bit into a piece of fish, you know, just a fresh baked fish in the oven, that soft food, cracked her tooth the same way, right down the middle. I was like, oh, my God. She said to me, she said, that tooth was bothering me. Well, I can imagine. Shoot.
Yeah.
Were those teeth bothering you before?
No.
No kidding.
Well, the one on the other side was, so he fixed that too while he was in there.
Well, you might as well get it done while you're there, right? It's not like we all like to go visit the dentist, that's for sure.
No, he's a skinny little fucker, and he had to put his arm on my chest and work. It took 45 minutes for one and a half hour for the other one.
Jesus. That's some serious roots, because, like, usually it takes longer when the tooth is, like, way down embedded in there, too.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ouch. Yuck. 11 days smoke-free. What do you think of those potatoes?
Yeah.
Cold turkey too, my friend. No crutches.
A couple yesterday and a couple today.
Nope. I put down the cigarettes and that's it. No more.
Yeah.
And you want to know what really pushed that factor? Because I enjoy the smell of tobacco. I enjoy tobacco. Everything about it. Okay, that's crazy part. The price of gas going up. I can't afford to smoke a Marlboro and put gas in my car at the same time, you know? And it's
right.
Like, got to conserve one way or the other if you still want room to play, you know? So cigarettes had to go. I'd rather have extra gas and be able to do whatever the hell I want.
Well, you always got the other to fall back on. If you need.
Yeah, that ain't giving up.
No. I didn't think you were.
No, that's my sanity.
I wanted to apologize about that. My daughter had a doctor's appointment. I thought I was muted. Sorry.
Sorry.
No, she's been having problems with, like, the ligaments and her stomach. So... I thought they were going to put her, like, on bed rest or something, you know, but no, they only want her to take tomorrow off, and they wrote her out, you know, and it's been crazy.
Oh, well, luck, everything will turn out all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, as long as she doesn't dilate, we're good, you know.
There you go.
Because he can't come out this early, you know what I mean? It's way early. And
yeah.
When we had that scare over the weekend, I'm like, what the hell? Holy crap. Well, she is a very rare blood type. And it's only 0.6% of the population have it. And unfortunately, if something were to happen, you know, there's nobody in the family that could help her. Well, what's left of my family.
Yeah.
So we better hope that they have a good blood supply, you know.
Mhm.
So and it was funny because I had told Stacy, I said, you better tell your daughter to quit this. She's starting a trend of babies wanting to come early.
Yeah.
Well, Well, you know, when they decide they want to come, there's really nothing you can do. They're going to come.
Exactly.
Oh, we all know that.
You know.
But, you know, not at 7 weeks. Well, it was at that time 7 weeks early. That's just way too early, you know.
Yeah. Well, I told Jason not to wear a shirt with a collar. He wanted to know why. And I said, you're going to hear words come out of her mouth you've never heard before. And everything you do for the next 4 to 5 months is wrong. So you're on your own.
That's funny, dude, because I didn't say a goddamn word during labor. Not for both my kids. Not a single word. And I wanted quiet. No TV, no radio. I didn't even want you to breathe. If I heard you breathing, that was too loud. Yeah, that's all
really?
I wanted.
Really?
Pure
wow.
Dehydration, yeah. That was it.
Yeah.
Wow.
My daughter was 9 pounds. My son was 10.
Oh, my God. How'd you do that?
Ooh, I had some massive labor. Massive. So, you know, I wanted total concentration.
Yeah, my son was 8 ounces.
Yeah.
How big?
10 pounds, 8 ounces, and my granddaughter was 8 pounds, 3 ounces.
My God, how do women have babies that big? Oh, my God, I feel like a midget.
With lots of help.
No, I'm serious. I mean, I want drugs.
Task.
I want drug-free throughout them, but my smallest was 4 pounds, and my youngest, she was my biggest at 6 pounds. I thought, my God, if there's something bigger than that, it ain't coming.
There's one thing, though, I have to give my daughter some massive credit. She was in labor for 46 hours.
Oh, I would slap the hell out of someone.
Yeah.
Curse.
She had the epidural going for a long, long period of time, but, you know, she... Still, 46 hours. That's crazy.
I've never heard of that. You know, I'm not saying that it probably hasn't happened. My longest labor was 7 hours, and I thought that was long.
because of the whole lung situation with the lungs, like, mature during labor, and the body releases some type of hormone, and they want you to be, as long as a baby ain't stressed out, they want you to stay in labor. And they'll keep you pain-free. They'll put that epidural in because the longer you stay in labor, the better the lungs,
right.
Baby. You know?
Right.
So, but, yeah.
But, I want to ask you guys, you know, sometimes I got an email the other day. I'm not going to say from who, but they were at a meeting. And people were complaining about the show, not that we go off in different directions. And, yes, we do. Because, as we all know, some things, people say they're going to come, and then something happens, and they don't show up, you know.
But that's not our fault. People get busy, and, you know, they have other commitments.
No, let me finish.
I'm sorry.
And some of these things that they're doing puts bread and butter on their table.
Right.
And I'm not gonna strong-arm to walk away from their bread and butter to be here. We can schedule it for another night. So sometimes I have to shoot from the hip, or I have a fallback on, and sometimes the fallback isn't able to make it.
Right.
And sometimes, like tonight, Bill had some people scheduled, and I'm not sure if they're gonna be here or not. But you know, they do. And Fran, they do drop a dime and they call, or they get a hold of me. And sometimes it's an hour or two before. Sometimes it's 10 minutes before they're scheduled to come on. So you have to do certain things. And I've always said, whatever anybody wanted to talk about or whatever they wanted to do, they were able to do it. And if you had a desire or you wanted to bitch about something, all you got to do is let me know or call in, and we'll go from there. But the reason that we do this the way we do it is because, one, we don't have any sponsors because we don't need anybody to tell us how we can do things. We can say or do whatever we want here. It pisses off certain people that try and fuck with the show, but to them I say, go fuck yourself, because we're going to do what we do anyway. They can't stop our First Amendment
right to free speech. They're trying, but it's not. They're trying in certain ways, trying to mess things up and throw monkeys in the wrench. And we're combating that. They tried to do it Tuesday. Didn't work out too well for them. And they haven't shown up yet tonight, but I really don't care if they do show up. We're going to do what we do anyway. But I just want to let everybody know that the show's going to go the way it goes. If you have something you want to talk about, or you have something that, like when Eunice calls about her bill from Massachusetts, I think that's important that people need to know about that, because it's America's dirty secret. Yes or no?
Yep. Absolutely.
That's why if you got something that's bugging you, or you just want to call and tell somebody, hey, to get fucked, I'll call them and you can tell them.
Yeah, I'm welcome to debate from anybody. You know, anybody that's got intelligent debating skills, not just call up and, you know, whip some stuff outside of your head. If you've got integrity and respect and intelligence, you know, I'll debate with anybody on a all class level.
Yeah, it's just like Francis. I'm talking about the ones who bitch this show about the show. Hey, it's not like Bill and I say, it's not our show, it's your show.
Right.
We just do things to keep people informed. Like tonight, I was going to talk about the refresher on Know Your Rights when dealing with police officers. So whoever, a couple people said they might be calling. A couple people up north got caught in the rain. So I don't know if they're going to be able to be here on time because they have to ride the bike slower than they do when it's not raining. Which I don't want them to zoom home and something happen in the rain.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I've never complained, you know. There's no reason to, because I understand how people are, how their schedules are, you know.
But people,
when they get time, they'll be there, you know. And if not, it's understandable. Then we just figure out something else. It's no big deal. I know people get excited or something like, oh, this person should be here. But, you know, we fill it in. We fill in the gap, you know.
People need to understand that this isn't like, you know, your average FM radio station that's all scheduled and, you know, this, that, and the other. It's a group of people coming together to discuss whatever possible major topic is going on that's at the forefront of everybody's foreheads, or just your daily bitch and grind about, you know, what you do during the day. Because I there really are no rules.
Nope.
Or how politically correct. Or
because the reason we ended up here is because I was teasing Bill one day about North Korea. And I told him that Kim Jong-un just passed a law, because Bill's bald and I'm not, that you can only have an inch and a quarter. Your hair could be no longer than an inch and a quarter. Or if you did a comb over, it was an inch and three quarters. So Bill grabbed the mic and decided to talk about North Korea and going street by street, town by town, house by house, until they ousted Kim Jong-un. That was Tuesday. Thursday, they said, you guys cannot talk about overthrowing a foreign country. Following Tuesday, hey, Bill, you know there's not one motorcycle club in China? Same thing Thursday. Only that time they said, you guys are done. That's how we got to where we're at now.
Wow.
But we got a caller from the L.A. area. I want to get this caller. So hold on, you guys.
Okay. All
righty.
661.
Hey, guys, it's Swat.
Hey, how you doing?
I am doing awesome, and, you know, I've been working, so I haven't been around much.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to give a shout-out to Attica 7.
Uh-huh.
And what they're doing tomorrow night at the Key Club. They're having, you know, they're playing at the Key Club. And for Saturday night. I keep thinking today, so I want it to be Friday already, okay? Let me live in my new world. You know, and we talk so much about bikers' rights and everything. We talk, you know, and you know my involvement with, you know, the patch holders and stuff like that. And you know, fighting for, you always hear, you know, no colors allowed, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, Attica 7 is like, well, at the Key Club, patch holders are going to get in for free to the show on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that's just awesome.
Yeah. In fact, Rusty sent me a message, and I blasted it out. But we're going to have enough bike to line both sides of the street Saturday night.
Man. More than likely, I will be there. I mean, I got a speeding ticket last night coming home from the show that they did in Fullerton.
Well, watch yourself in Fullerton. They're hot over there.
No, they actually got me on the 14 freeway. I was almost home, and they got me. They clocked me at 90.
What did he ride you for?
Well, what was I riding for?
What did he ride you for? 90 or?
Oh, 80.
Oh, okay. That's not
so
bad.
Yeah, well, I have a perfect driving record, so I'll still take the trial. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I fight every ticket I ever get. I'll be standing over a body with a bloody knife. I won me.
Yeah. How did he? You say he got you a radar, or he paced you?
Radar, and then he put down that they did that MVARS or whatever that is.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no way he could have done that. It was pitch black. There's nothing to gauge it off of.
Right.
It's like, dude, it's the 14 freeway right before Crown Valley Acton. There's no lights out there except my one little HID light, and there was no traffic around me at all. So there was no markers for him to be able to say, you know, she's going this fast. And
yeah, I had a guy do that to me, and I beat him.
Yeah.
Because his paperwork that verified his bike, that everything was calibrated, was from 2009.
Yeah.
So he was trying to use three-year-old stuff. Didn't work.
Yeah, it's every 60 days, isn't it? They're supposed to have it done?
Yes.
So, yeah, you know, at least this time I don't have to go in and faking swine flu. That was a flip. I'll tell you a story one of these days. But I got kicked out of the court, and they dismissed my ticket because they thought I was sick.
Mm-hmm.
But no. So I mean, for the show last night, Rock. They truly do kick ass. It's a great band. And so I should be there Saturday. But you know, I want to say something positive to, you know, not just, you know, Attica 7, but Key Club, you know, for being, you know, open to that, you know, to patch holders being there. You know, I mean, the whole, you know, everybody all the way around, you know, embracing patch holders, and I think that's really neat.
Oh yeah,
you know?
They Mike P also plays there all the time, and he has a good following with the clubs too. And they might be filming up there tomorrow. If I'm not sure, I think that's one of the reasons they want the streets lined with bikes.
Oh, right on.
And I already got the message to be around so the little guy can be put in the middle of the pictures. I was like, fuck.
Yeah, you know what? I also have to say, I think KO is an amazing woman.
Yeah, Bernie calls her Gemma.
Oh, wow. I didn't even want a picture with Rusty. And I went to the tour bus, and I hung out with her. I was like,
uh-huh.
You know what? I said that it takes a hell of a woman to stand by, you know, I'm sure they have their issues, like every couple, but I mean, to stand by him and, you know, for all that he's been through, you know.
Well, if you go on my blog, you can read the story.
I actually, what magazine? They were in a magazine, and,
you know, articles on the blog. Tells the whole story.
Was it your blog
that
I read?
Huh?
I know I read it, like, a really long article, and I thought it was a magazine. Maybe it was your blog.
Yeah, it was in OC Magazine.
Okay, it had the pictures and everything.
You go in there and you sign in and you search and you put it in the search box, Rusty Coons, you'll get all the articles.
All right, on. When I read that about her, it was a while back, and it just stuck out in my mind. So when I had the opportunity to meet her, I was like, you know, I was more excited about meeting her than him any day. You know, as a woman, you know what I mean? It's like, I told her, it's like, I'm like, you know, I wish there was more women in the world like you.
Yeah, she's a unique individual. Bill and I were trying to get her on the show for about 3 years, and then finally one day she just Rusty got a phone call and she had to step in, and she was on it for 45 minutes.
That's cool.
Yeah. Once she got on, she just couldn't stop talking. And then somebody was teasing the other day that she's taller than me. I said, yeah, but she wears 5-inch heels.
Yeah. Yeah, but we get away with that, women. You know, we get to put the heels on.
Yeah.
You can do that, too. Gene Simmons did for a long time.
Yeah. So, them guys put on a good show, and I think Evan was the best thing to happen to those guys.
Yeah, the show is great. Like I said, I'm definitely looking forward to. I said, man, I gotta go find me a patch real quick.
Yeah, that's one of the things. Patch holders are free.
Yeah, and I thought that was cool. You know, it's definitely you know, that's the best respect right there. That, you know, we've had enough, you know, stigma placed on them. You know, I don't mind that I don't have a patch right now, and maybe never. You know,
yeah.
But, you know, it's, you know.
That's like me. I've been offered numerous times, and I'm in the best place I could be right now because I have respect from everybody.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If I did one thing or another and went somewhere else, I'd lose all that I've built over the years.
You know, and I'm kind of in the same position. My whole thing with getting a female NC started is not, you know, it's not anything to go running and jumping into, like arbitrarily.
Right.
You know,
well, especially now, because it's popping up daily.
You know, and that's why I just, like, when I first started, when I got the name approved, and I got the patch design, and I got all the approvals, it was like, but so many clubs started coming out, and I was like, you know what, I'm holding on. I'll hold on to the patch design. I'll hold on to the name. I will stand back and just say, all this will blow over within a few years. And if I could find females that ride, you know, like that, like I do, like, just, then I'll be happy.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we got another caller from 323. Let me see who this is. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute you guys while I talk to him, and then I'll bring you back on.
All right.
Hello, 323.
Hey, how you doing? It's Melissa and Wes.
Good, how are you, Melissa?
Glad to see that you're feeling better, or hear that you're feeling better and able to talk now.
Yeah, I don't have a big wad of cotton in my mouth.
Well, we just called in to do a quick shout-out about our show, if that's cool, and then you can get back to your other caller. Sorry we interrupted.
By the way, I have to agree that Atticus Evans is a tremendous band. Rusty, Evan, those guys are an amazing show. So anybody who hasn't seen Attica 7, you're missing out. So any opportunity that you ever have to see that band, go see them because they are really a true, good, hardcore old band, man. They're the stuff. They're cool.
You'll definitely leave a fan.
Yeah, and all the songs on the album that just dropped on July 31st, Rusty wrote all those songs in prison.
Wow.
And if you go on my blog, you can listen to all the interviews between him, Evan, and the other members of the band, as well as the stories about Rusty and his journeys along the way.
Cool. We hope to have them. What we're calling about, what Melissa was talking about earlier, I think on Tuesday, I wasn't on that call, but about our concerts that were coming up in support of the troops. We also have a documentary film that's being released tomorrow called Our Stories, Our History. And along with that, we're having some concerts called Freedom Beat Concerts, starting out at Stingers out in San Bernardino tomorrow night, the 12th. And
right.
The rock shows. And we're going to have that one. Then we're going to be at October 21st at House of Blues Anaheim. Then on Veterans Day, November 11th, we're going to be at Marquee 15 in Corona. But we're also setting up some shows in Hollywood and down in San Diego. So hopefully get a hold of Rusty and get him to play one of the shows because it would be a great addition.
You said on Veterans Day?
Yeah, Veterans Day, Sunday, November 11th at Marquee 15 in Corona.
Okay, on Saturday, November 10th, They're having a jiu-jitsu tournament at the shop. It's come on off.
Very cool. We should hit that up, definitely.
Benefit of the Boys and Girls Club for Westminster. And you might want to get a hold of them. Maybe they'll let you film it. You can work out
cool.
You can work out with them.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and if you need an introduction, let me know and I'll take care of that for you.
Yeah. We've met, but it was brief. It was after one of his shows.
At Stingers, actually.
Yeah, at Stingers, believe it or not. So, Rusty's a cool dude. It's huge, man. That guitar he plays looks like a toy, man. Just a standard guitar in his hand looks like a
banjo in somebody else's.
Yeah. But he plays amazing, and it's. And I believe he's self-taught.
He did that in prison.
Yeah,
he actually did it in solid.
Yeah, I think I read that in one of the articles on him, and that's and for being self-taught, he is amazing. He's got amazing feel, and if you know what a true great guitarist is, you can really see that in his abilities. He's amazing.
Yeah, when they compare him to Rob Zombie, it's a real good company.
Yeah, it is. That's awesome.
I didn't want to take away from what you guys called in about. Go ahead. I just want to let you know that all that stuff is posted for you too.
Oh, thank you so much for that. And I just wanted to remind people that we are Johnny Coffin donated a hard bass case, a hard guitar case, and a bunch of soft Guitar Hero bags and drumstick bags that we are giving away at the show. The first show in Stingers, which is tomorrow night, is when we're giving away the guitar case. Only veterans can be in it, and they get a raffle ticket, but they don't have to pay for the raffle. It's totally free to them. There's no charge whatsoever, and there's no charge at the door if you're a veteran or if you're active duty.
Okay, now if they show up, if they're active duty, they're going to have an ID. If they're a veteran, and if they're retired, they have an ID card. If they're a regular veteran, they just tell you that they're a regular veteran.
Yeah. We'll take their word for it. I trust people.
I don't think anybody go around tell you there's something or not, but, you know, there's assholes everywhere.
Right. And then
how did you guys get this started?
We actually do a lot in music. As you know, we do photographs and music videos, and we were filming a show and an interview of a drummer, and one of his statements to us was, "Music saved my life."
He's an Iraq war veteran, Marine Corps sniper.
Yeah, we found out later that he is a retired Marine Corps sniper. He's actually the first one in the film that shares his story, but he explains that due to his PTSD, he uses drumming basically as therapy. And that kind of got us to thinking, because we had done some other work with troops, but that got us to thinking that music heals. So we decided, since we do so much with music and so much with the veterans, we just wanted to bring the two together. Because what we learned from interviews of families and of deployed soldiers when they got back, that they basically just needed something to replace the memories that they had from deployment. And
right.
A lot of times that gap was filled by music. And so that started us on interviewing, and after that we just started going out and getting stories from people that we know just through friends of how they served. So actually the movie covers World War II, Vietnam, Afghanistan and Iraq. The only war that is not representative of the current wars is the Korean War, because we couldn't find a Korean War veteran. But we have had people that heard about the show that's deployed and have said that they want to come to the show, but they can't because they're deployed, and that
right.
was really touching. And we had another gentleman tell us that he really wanted to come to the show because he thought it was amazing. And so I said, oh, great, come out. We'll, you know, hook you up with some gear. I'd love to meet you and shake your hand. But he said he was so PTSD that he does not leave his house. He couldn't do it.
Right.
So it's stories like this that we're even hearing after the fact that people haven't even seen the movie yet that is really driving us to keep this going, because it's a nonprofit, but it's right now it's an all-in-kind donation and all done out of pocket. So we ask anybody coming, you know, if they'd forfeit a $5 drink and throw that into the donation jar for equipment. What we're going to do at the end of the night is count all the donations, announce it on stage, and then at our next House of Blues show, we're going to get equipment with it.
Right.
So
cool. Send me, you got an account for that, or you got a PayPal sent up for that, send that to me with a link, and
okay.
I'll put that up. And if you want to get, you want to have people be able to purchase that video, send me a link for that where they can contact you and get a copy of it, and I'll post all that with the rest of the stuff.
We definitely will do that. That's greatly appreciated, because our goal is to spread this across country. Our dream is to take this on the road. We actually had a band from Chicago that we've never heard of, never met, see the project and invite us to Chicago. He's willing to throw, you know, get the band, throw the show, get the venue. Right now, we just have to financially get that put together on our end. So we hope to grow this and make it a cross country event. And
there you go.
Get the movie to the people that need it, the veterans and their families.
Well, and then along with that too, you set up a PayPal for donations, and we'll see how that plays out on the blog. Since we're on in 48 countries, and we get anywhere from 200,000 to 300,000 listeners a week to the show.
That would be fantastic, because you know we're kind of playing everything by ear now. You know, it's grown legs and it's taken off. I mean, you know, huge props to Johnny Coffin for he was very generous to us.
Johnny is also, if people don't know anything about Johnny Coffin case. Johnny is the son of a World War II and Korean War veteran. Who's very highly decorated. And so Johnny is one of the first people who has a big, huge heart for the veterans. Big props to him. There's a lot of other companies that are stepping up. I don't want to mention them right now until we have what they are promising in hand, and then I will shout them out to everybody. But
yeah, don't do that, because a lot of them do that. They'll tell you, and then something happens, or at the end of the day, they... Oh, well, we didn't make what we thought we were going to make, and then all the bullshit.
Right.
And then you get into the politics. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I got all excited. We also have two nonprofit groups coming out. One is called Scars to Freedom. They are located in Palm Desert, and it's what they do for any veteran anywhere in the United States is they remove scars for free. So, anybody's been hit with gunfire,
shrapnel,
anything you can think of, they remove that scar. If she can't remove the scar, I mean, if it needs something like plastic surgery, she's not a plastic surgeon, but they have on board on their nonprofit plastic surgeons that they hook the veterans up with. And they are going to be at our first show. The organization, again, is Scars to Freedom.
Yeah.
And I just want to give them a huge shout out, because what they do is amazing. I've seen the work that they've done. I've interviewed the lady, and I've seen some of the stuff they've done, and it's life changing. And another group that's coming out is called Support Our Troops Ranch, and that gentleman is basically building a ranch for veterans. It's going to be kind of basically its own community. It's going
to
have.
I know who that is. I know who that is, he's doing that, and he's letting the guys work with the animals and stuff to work with their PTSD.
Yep, so he's going to be there as well, and I just wanted to shout him out too, because he is military himself, and he's put his heart and soul into this, and he was amazing to meet as well. So we've been hooking up with, I mean, like I said, this thing has just taken off and grown legs, and we appreciate everybody that's helped out, especially you too, because you're getting the word out, and we need that hugely. So thank you for the time and all the posting. We appreciate
it. No worries. If you guys want to answer some questions, let me unmute some of these people here. Go ahead, Swati.
Oh, I'm sorry. What was that again?
I said I was going to let some people ask you some questions, if you got time for that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay. Well, ladies,
ladies,
you're all unmuted. Please, one at a time, if anybody has any questions for Melissa, go for it.
I just will say that I think that what they're doing is awesome, and I will see you guys tomorrow night for sure. I do have it on my calendar, even though I'm a little confused today for being out so late last night. but I definitely will be there, and, you know, trying to get some friends to come out with me from Lancaster. And so... I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Well, we appreciate that and the support because, you know, like I said, we do a lot with local music and local bands, and usually we're screaming support local music, but this night is all about the troupe. I do have to, however, give props to every band that's involved in this because everybody is doing it for free. And we have bands coming from L.A., we have bands coming from San Diego, we have bands coming from the IE and Orange County, and they are, I mean, they're giving their heart and soul to this. So if you like music and you want to support the military, it's going to be a great, great night. And thank you again for coming. I look forward to seeing you.
Definitely looking forward to it.
You can't miss Melissa. She's about 5'3", and she wears glasses, and she's got dark hair.
And I usually wear ponytails, and I'm way past the age, so. And
well,
I'm behind the camera.
You see me pulling up on a motorcycle with ponytails on my helmet, that would be me. So.
Fantastic. We'll definitely shake hands and have a drink.
Definitely.
There you go. Stacey or Nora, do you have any questions?
No, because I spoke with her on Tuesday when you couldn't talk. So I already know about the event.
Okay.
And hello again. It was very nice chatting
Hi.
With you the other day.
Same here, Melissa. Thank you.
Hey, Stacey?
No, man. It all sounds good.
Okay. All right. Well, then you guys call me back Tuesday with an update, please, and we'll feel free to talk about what's going to happen on the 21st, and we'll get everybody going on this.
For sure. And again, we appreciate it, Phil, and we will shoot you everything. And
just let people know, too, the October 21st show at the House of Blues, Anaheim, and Downtown Disney, it's a little different. People can get free tickets for this show by contacting any of the bands via Facebook or the promoter for the event, Gig Boss. The bands playing that show are Downtown Attraction from L.A., Heaven Below from L.A. We have Zeno from the IE. We've got Caven from L.A. / Orange County. We have City by Storm from Orange County and Still the Sky's Limit from Orange County playing those shows. If you check us out on Facebook, Rockwell Anderson on Facebook, you'll see all the stuff plastered all over our wall there. And so if you don't have the money to come to the show, it's $15 that the House of Blues gets if you don't have a free ticket. So,
and that's for House of Blues, not us. That's
yeah,
their rules, and
that,
we apologize for that.
That money goes directly to them, not to the charity. So if you want to support the charity by buying a ticket, it doesn't work at that show. That money, thank you, House of Blues, for doing the show for us, but I don't want anybody to be confused about any money for that show. Ticket-wise, that does not go to us. That goes strictly to the House of Blues. So come out, have a good time, support House of Blues by buying some drinks, but you also have that extra $15 to help out the charity and help out our troops.
There you go. Appreciate it. You guys are doing an awesome thing.
Well, thank you, Phil, and I'm also going to get you a copy of the movie for you to see and share and give us feedback, because that is what's meaning the most to us, is hearing the people that have seen the film, that have been in the film and been interviewed, getting their reaction.
Well, we have a part two, Bill and I. You can interview us because we have some fantastic stories, too.
Oh, for sure. We plan on doing a series. Our goal is to, like I said, take it across country and not only share the stories, but get more. Because I also believe as much as music heals, so does sharing it, knowing that people care and that we appreciate everything all the vets have done and all that the troops are doing and their families.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if you heard when Bill was talking about it, but one of the doctors on Pendleton, when he notices the guy's a biker, he sends him out to Bill's. And then by word of mouth, they all come. It's like it's like therapy and sanctuary at the same time.
And one of the things I've got to say that we're proud of in making this particular film is it's very uncensored, very raw, and unfiltered. We made a commitment to everybody that we interviewed that we would not change the context of whatever they were saying. We weren't
going to sugarcoat anything. The truth means more.
And just let it fly, be honest, and not hold back, because that we want your true stories. And we made the commitment to them. We honoring them by letting them tell their stories the way they want to and not playing the typical media bullcrap and twisting it to whatever political agenda that the filmmaker has. This is their stories told in their words without filters, without censors.
That's good. That's good. I like that because we don't get enough of that nowadays.
And thanks again, Phil. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, you guys take care.
You too, sir. Have a great night.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You see stories like that that make a difference.
Yep.
But yeah. But what I was gonna talk about was you know, there's all kinds of strange things going on. Today the U.S. targets the finances of MS-13 as a terrorist organization. The Sturgis Motorcycle Museum came out today with for nominees. The Bay Area in San Francisco, their law enforcement agencies are testing drones. In New York, they got a court strike to challenge to stop the frisk and stop and frisk. In Illinois, Fulton residents are revved up over motorcycle noise. It's crazy. But the one that really struck me today was policing for profit, the abuse of civil asset forfeiture. And I'll put that, what I'm going to do is I'll copy that and paste it, and I'll put it in the chat room. But, yeah, it's getting weirder by the day. But they can, if they suspect you committed a crime, they can arrest you and put you on trial. At that trial, that's when they have to prove you did something wrong. But if they suspect your car was involved in a crime, they could take it, sell it, and in most cases, pocket the proceeds to pad their budgets. So it's like a big Ponzi scheme. That's just like court. It's organized extortion.
Yep, exactly.
Mhm. So, anybody want to comment on that, we can go for it. And I just want to say hello, Bobby. He's joined us, and thanks for tuning in, Bobby. And if you have anything you want to jump on, 347-826-7753. But, you know, and they need to prove you committed any crime or even arrest you to take your property away. But welcome to the upside down world of civil asset forfeiture. With civil forfeiture, your property is guilty until you prove it innocent to get it back. It's just like when they took my stuff away from me and I went to court and I had to prove and it was all given back to me. And because most state and federal laws allow police and prosecutors to pocket the proceeds, they got a big incentive to pursue for profits, not justice. Because, like, going back a few years, but in 1986, the Justice Department Forfeiture Fund took in $94 million. Now it's more than $1 billion in 2012. And state and local agencies receive forfeiture funds, too, but we don't know how much because most states don't publicly report on the forfeiture. So it's no surprise, abuse is rampant. One New York Police Department spent all their forfeiture funds on food, gifts, and entertainment. And in Georgia, the forfeiture funds paid for football tickets for the DA's office. In Louisiana, the cops used the funds to pay for ski trips to Aspen. And a DA in Texas used forfeiture dollars to buy TV ads for his reelection campaign. So they're committing basically extortion to finance their own shit. And if you or I did that, they would take everything away.
Well, look at it this way. They give people for racketeering, extortion, whatever, in all phases of life, okay? It doesn't have to be in the biker community. It's anywhere, USA, okay? But yet, they do it, and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Considered politically correct.
Yes. And you know what? They buy their way out of it. You know, if you or I or Phil, if we all had, say, 500 mil, yeah, we could buy our way out of a lot of things. Really?
It's, It's just like if they stop you and you're carrying a lot of cash, you know, now they're going to accuse you of selling drugs or laundering money and seize it. No conviction or even arrest required.
I know. It makes me sick. It does. You know.
I just want to buy a mountain and move far away.
Yeah.
And you and Phil will be puff, puff, passion. Send your smoke signals.
Institute for Justice study great state laws on how well they protect people from wrongful forfeitures. Only three states out of 50 receive a B or better. They range from mediocre to awful, and so does federal law. Worse, the federal legal loophole allows peace and prosecutors to bypass state protections and keep pocketing the forfeiture money. Research shows that the easier and more profitable these laws make forfeiture, the more it's used and abused. So it's time to end the civil forfeiture. People shouldn't have their property taken away without being convicted of a crime, and law enforcement shouldn't be policing for profit. But like I said, you can learn more at Policing for Profit. I put that in the chat room. I'll pop it in there again. But let's see. And Bobby says he submitted California's profiling bill to the Legislative Council, and he's looking out for an author to carry it. So I'm sure we can find out who has some good conversations with local district legislators. And
Well, like I said, I find it all ridiculous.
Yeah.
Look at how many aldermen, congressmen, whatever, they go off on their little holiday way far out in the middle of no man's land in other countries. And how many times have we seen it on the news that they're having sex with minors? But yet when they come back here and they get caught, I didn't do that.
Well, of course.
But they still hold their positions.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
yet
I mean,
when...
You're guilty.
Well, no, I get that. But then when the Secret Service, you know, has their fun, they lose their jobs.
No, they don't. They just switch them around to another country.
Maybe. You know?
Well, we were talking about... Hold on. Here's one of those things where it's going to go a different way. Bobby, what we're talking about is I gave the opportunity to talk about the vets with a couple of people who are promoting some bands to help out the vets. And then I was talking about policing for profit on civil forfeiture. And we're talking about whatever anybody wants to talk about. Sometimes Bill had a couple of guests, but Bill's under the weather, and they didn't call in because Bill's not here. So sometimes I have to
wing
run around.
It.
Yeah.
Yep. Ad lib.
Mhm.
But if you want to call in and talk about that, Bill, hey, free. The number's 347-826-753.
Phil, real quick, did you get your package? I got mine today.
No, I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, it'll be coming.
Okay. I don't even want to bring that up tonight.
I was just saying that.
Okay, but I don't want to bring up what
Sorry.
The package.
Okay. Anyhow, so how's the weather been out there? You know, I've had to use 5 blankets on me just to stay warm. Oh, my God. And my cow jammies.
Yeah. Well, it was raining and thunderstorms today up and down the coast. First time I saw thunder and lightning in the last 15 years.
Wow.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy. We're supposed to have severe weather here on Saturday.
Cold and quiet, and then it always gets quiet before it hits. It rained for about a half hour. I mean, it rained.
Wow. Oh, I have a piece of info. Do you realize that when the embassy attacks were taking place, that the U.S. already knew about what was taking place 24 hours ahead of time.
Yeah.
And again, nothing gets said. Nothing happens. Everything goes under a wire and people die.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Basically, they want us talking about Big Bird.
The singer?
Big Bird.
The yellow bird. Okay.
Well,
and that's platinum.
That was, you know, I don't think Romney should have used that as a point of reference.
No.
But on another note, was he serious about that? I don't know. I'm going to tell you straight out, I usually don't air my public political stuff. I kind of keep that to myself. But living over here on the East Coast and where I, you know, have lived, I lived in Massachusetts when Romney was governor, and I wasn't too pleased with the job he did. And do I feel he can run this country? You know, on some levels, you know, I know all you guys do, but on some levels, I think not. But I'm not happy with the guy who's running it neither. So
right.
That still leaves you guys with, you know, my political choice is my political, keep it to myself.
Well, no, I understand. You know what? We have to get rid of it more in this there now.
With each person running for office, you know, and that's pretty much the bottom line to that.
Yeah. And some people are having trouble with private messaging because it's scrambled. And they do that from time to time. They don't want us to talk to each other if we're not saying it on the air. And Bobby, if you want to call in and talk about the bill, that would be great. I'll give you as much time as you want, and we'll go from there, because I'm sure people have questions.
Well, like I said, you know, nobody likes who's there at the present moment. You know, and Stacy, I respect your view and how you feel 100%. I feel the same, but something has got to be better than this. You know, and hopefully the majority of those stupid laws can be knocked off. You know?
My philosophy has been over the past couple of decades that no president no president has really been able to make a definite force of impact on just 4 years.
Right.
No.
Because whatever went wrong with the presidency before, the new president's got to pick up. And by the time they straighten that out, then they got to roll with what they want to do, that what they promised, etc. And I just think by far, I know there's a lot at stake with this presidency, but I just think... God, how can I word this right? I just think that people really need to look at both political parties wholeheartedly and not be swayed one way or the other due to force, you know, or whatever else is out there. I don't know. People just really got to take a good look and really make a wise decision when it comes to this election.
Exactly.
I agree.
Right.
Do you realize that I had a moment of someone from the Middle East telling me that... the U.S. has brainwashed our minds of being Catholic, for those of us who are Catholic, and that we all should all Catholics should go to the nearest mosque and buy an English version of the Quran. Really? Because,
well,
you know, we all go to paradise, and whatever we want is going to be there.
I don't know. Something's got to be better than this. I'm living in purgatory now.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
Most people look at that. We're in hell.
Well, let's see. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Hello, Eunice.
Hey.
Hi, Eunice.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Hey, Eunice.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. Good.
Good.
And hello, Fran.
Hi, Fran.
Hey,
go ahead, Eunice. Did you wanna
sorry, my phone was up to you.
Oh, okay. Hello, Fran. And Eunice, did you wanna respond to what Norris?
No, no, you don't want my response.
Sure, why not?
Oh yeah. That's what we're here for.
No,
you know,
I
was so disturbed.
I'm gonna throw my phone in.
I just heard the end of it, you know. So you'd have to say it all over again.
Oh, no, that's okay. I actually spoke with someone from the Middle East, and his opinion is that all Americans that are Catholic have been brainwashed by the government and by the Catholic Church into believing of things that we shouldn't believe in and being Catholic, and that we should go to our nearest mosque and purchase an English version of the Quran and fully study it and live by it, because when we die, or when they die, they go to paradise and whatever they want is there.
Yeah, right.
Well, that's just like the terrorists, you know, they give up their life to do a terrorist act. They're going to have, what is it, 7 virgins?
Yes.
When they get on the other side.
Yeah.
You know. Well, let me tell you something about being a virgin. If I keep going the way I am, I only got 2 more months. They say after 7 years it grows back. So I guess I'm a virgin.
Really?
Yeah, it does.
So then why the hell are they doing the JJ rejuvenation then? What the hell is all that about? God damn. If shit goes back to the way it's supposed to be after 7 years, then us females are getting ripped off.
Thought you knew that.
You guys are talking about that. I'll tell you the best adult joke of the year I heard today.
Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. Now, you got to be quiet and listen. One day in the future, Barack Obama has a heart attack and dies. He immediately goes to hell where the devil is waiting.
Hello?
Yeah, you're there.
Yeah.
Hold
on, I'm telling a joke right now. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna mute everybody, and I can say this without anybody laughing until I'm done. So I don't know what to do here, says the devil. You are on my list, but I have no room for you. But you will definitely have to stay here. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I've got a couple of folks here who weren't quite as bad as you. I'll let one of them go, but you have to take their place. I'll even let you decide who leaves. Obama thought that sounded pretty good, so he opened the devil opened the door to the first room. It was Ted Kennedy in a large pool of water. Ted kept diving in and surfacing empty-handed. Over and over and over he dived in and surfaced with nothing, such as his fate in hell. No, Obama said, I don't think so. I'm not a good swimmer, and I don't think I could do that all day long. The devil led him to the next door of the next room, and it was Al Gore with a sledgehammer and a room full of rocks. All he did was swing that hammer time after time after time. No, this is no good. I got a problem with my shoulder. I would be in constant agony if all I could do is break rocks all day, commented Obama. The devil opened a third door. Through it, Obama saw Bill Clinton lying on a bed, his arms tied over his head, and his legs restrained in a spread eagle pose. Bent over him was Monica Lewinsky doing what he does best. Obama looked at this in shocked disbelief and finally said, yeah, man, I can handle this. The devil smiled and said, okay, Monica, you're free to go.
Nice.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
Yep. I thought it was.
But did you know with the Quran, supposedly they give 7 different levels of your paradise, depending upon what your dad is.
Did you hear the joke about the nun?
No.
I got to tell you this joke. They go in to eat, and there was all these fruit flies flying around, you know? So she said, I don't know where these are coming from, but they're following me all over the place. The other sister says, got to take it to the doctor, you know? We got to find out what the hell this is, you know? They're just following you, you know? So they go to the doctor, and the doctor gives her an examination, and he says to her, he says, I know what the problem is. And she says, what is it? He says, your cherry went bad.
Oh, my God.
Fruit flies, cherry goes bad.
Oh man.
Oh, you get fruit that goes bad, Phil. You're going to have fruit, you know, fruit flies.
Hey.
Gross little black flies. You'd be chasing that shit with a can of Lysol. Phil, did you look at the link that Hermes put up?
The what?
The link that Hermes put up?
No. No, I didn't. I didn't get a chance to post it here.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool.
But this guy's driving down the road, and his car breaks down, and there's 2 houses off in the distance. So he gets up on the first porch, and he looks in the window, and he sees the wife tugging on her nipples, and the husband's jerking off. Back in amazement, he runs to the next house, and he says to the guy, hey, what's wrong with your neighbor? He says, what do you mean? He said, well, the wife's pulling on her nipples, and the husband's jerking off. And he says, well, the wife's telling him to go milk the cow, and the husband's telling her to go fuck herself.
Yeah, thanks for that today, Mr. Phil. That was quite funny.
Do you know why Miss Piggy could never count to 100?
Why?
Because she always had a frog in her throat when she got to 69.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, tonight is dirty joke night.
Sometimes it's...
What, Phil?
And sometimes this is the way it goes. And we just got a... Lou Sporty joining us from Canada. She just joined us in the chat room, and I want to say hello.
Hello.
She comes in from time to time, and this is one of the rare times that she does, and I tell her thanks for stopping by. But like I said, anybody that has a burning desire or anything they want to talk about anything, this is what we do. Sometimes the people that, like I said earlier, the people that call and say they're going to be here and they wake out, go for it.
Except I personally don't want to hear about anybody's Facebook drama. You know, anything but that.
Oh, that's some fucked up shit right there.
What, Facebook?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Like she just said, so don't even talk about it because...
Exactly. Because it takes you... way off into the left field, and that's it. And it's just way too much bullshit. And keep it low.
Well, I'm talking about YouTube, not Facebook.
Okay. YouTube. I'm always on the YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, Hermes
put
a site up
games.
There.
Uh-huh. Yeah, tell
Hermes
everybody about that, will you, Eunice?
Okay. If you get onto YouTube, and go to 7 Hawks Media.
Mm-hmm.
And punch in where it says Massachusetts State House. He did a nice document on that on the 31st of July. So if you want to get on it, it's about the bill. So
okay.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so get on it, you know.
and take a look at it. So Hermes did an excellent job. He really, really did. And you'll get to see the lawyers that I have been dealing with for 10 years, you know.
Uh-huh.
Real cool guys, you know. So it's only about 9 minutes, but it's well worth looking at, you know.
Right.
So.
I talked to him today.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Yeah, I talked to him after the show last night, you know. I said to him, you're going to be proud of me. I got on your link and you don't have to send it to my email. So his reply was, well, I sent it to your email anyways and it got rejected. I said, well, what can I tell you? That's how computer, you know, I'm so great on the computer. So he says, you sure you gave me the right email?
Uh-huh.
But he's pretty excited. I'm trying to get him into the state house when we go sign the bill. I guess it's going to be like the 13th that they're going to sign it. But he kind of pissed the lieutenant governor off, you know. So I don't know if they'll let him in the room. So,
well, that's okay. Worry.
Yeah.
Sometimes we need
to
do that.
Well, you know something? Sometimes I have to fight like a son of a bitch, and I'll get him in there. He's my friend, and I want him there. You know, that's the bottom line. So. But I've got to go. I got to get up early. The adjustment's coming from my condo. It's a total mess. We've got these jerks here that instead of having it, they sandblasted. They said it was like 9/11 here. And it's through my whole condo, Phil.
Wow.
It's the whole condo in the ducts. It's everywhere. So I had to call my insurance company, and the adjuster's coming tomorrow.
Okay.
I got jerks here.
Well, good luck.
I sit on the executive board. They never notified me about it, you know.
Yeah.
They just took it upon themselves. You know, we got this regime that lives here, and they are just going to do what they want to do. Well, I got news for them because I already called Tallahassee, and the papers have been sent, and I got 8 people to sign it, and we're going to have an audit done here. So now they're scared. They told my insurance woman that to get in touch with her lawyer. So it's a never-ending battle. What can I say?
Right.
But they're real jerks here.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, there's about, I'd say about $4,000 with the damage here.
Wow.
I've got like 2 inches of sand through my whole condo because they used a big commercial sandblaster.
Wow.
I mean, it's terrible. I'm not the only one. Other people here too, you know, but.
Yeah.
I think I'm the only one that's got the balls to fight them.
There you go. Well, I'm sure you'll lead the charge, and if not, carry a big hammer.
Well,
because those girls can show that a woman has, you have them on the inside, and you guys may have them on the outside, but when we come out, we kick ass, we're going to be there.
That's right. That's right. Think my husband would call them? Oh, no. You handle it.
Well, yeah. Sometimes any guy that tells you he's in charge at home is a liar.
You're so right, Phil. Am I glad you said that? It's about time you recognize that us women are the ones that are in charge.
Some of them have. Hey, I know some have bigger balls than most, and I know someone in particular that finished college and was afraid to get a job, and you walk into her office on the corner of her desk, there's 2 big chrome balls mounted in a piece of wood.
She's
ripping
just on
knew you were talking about your life.
Oh, Phil. We know who runs your family. That's right. All good females do. You can just
come
up with the rest of the males.
So, you know, when you get to our age, the middle age factor, the women, they tell you how to dress, how to be neat, how to walk out the door right, how to make sure you don't forget your coffee or your change or whatever, you know. All these guys be lost without a good female.
So I just tell my husband, make the coffee in the morning and wake me up when you come back from church.
Hey, there you go.
That's it. Have the coffee made.
That's all right.
Wake me up when you get back. That's all.
I put one on the table when I leave.
You're a good man, Phil. Boy, we're gonna teach her. Yeah, you're doing well. I don't think you need too many more lessons.
No, and I don't think you heard what she said in the background, but she said it took a lot of beatings.
All right, guys. Nice talking to you. I'll talk to you girls.
Same here. Take care.
All right. Be good, guys.
Nice.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
What happened to Fran?
She's here.
I'm here. I just put the phone on mute because I was eating, and I didn't want my fork getting in the way of the conversation.
I don't want to hear.
I do want to say one thing.
Sure.
I mean, we're living in a country that we can make fun of anyone we wish and not get executed.
Right.
People have a tendency to forget that. I mean, we may poke fun at Obama or Bush or whoever. Bush deserved it. But that's besides the point. I mean, you seem to like. Never mind. But... When you do all these different things, I'm concerned, and I'm not going to say which one I'm going to vote for, but my concern comes in which one of the two is going to try putting women's rights back on the back burner, getting us pregnant and barefoot in the house. And that's not the one I want in the White House. I mean, that to me is a small problem. I've got someone knocking at the door, so I will talk to you later.
Okay.
Hi. You should play that song now. Somebody's knocking. Should I let him in? Oh,
actually, I'm gonna right now, but I'll be right back after this because I gotta take. We got a guest that's being a dick.
Oh, all right, cool.
Oh, I'm glad we can't see him. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but they knocked me off, and we're back now.
Oh, you mean like what happened to me on Tuesday? I have no idea what I did.
No, they didn't do that. They knocked the Well, we're back. And,
right.
Got him on the run.
Cool.
Yeah, but Nora, Bobby had a question. He says, "How do you get your request page back?"
Your request page?
Yeah, when you're looking for the hidden friend request, they keep changing things.
Oh, okay. All he's got to do is look up at the top of his homepage, not where you write on the wall, and the other page, up by where it says Facebook. There's the little people icon. Click on that. It will bring it up.
Okay.
He may have to go through the notifications on there and scroll through it, but they'll be there.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope that answers.
They don't disappear unless if somebody decides to, like if you waited too long to add someone, some people may just delete the request, or Facebook will automatically delete the request if the person has sent out too many requests within a certain time frame. It's the new rules with Facebook.
Okay.
But if he has a hard time, just tell him that, or Bobby, if you have a hard time, just send me a message on Facebook and I'll walk you through it.
All right. He said he will.
Okay.
He wanted to know why you weren't in the. Yeah, he wanted to know why you weren't in the chat room.
Oh, because I had Tuesday. It took me, I think, like 5 or 6 times to get in there, because I knew I had to be in there when I was doing the show in case of, you know, somebody was going to ask something or say something in the chat, you know. And
right.
But it took me so many times. I'm like, forget it. You know, Bobby, if you want to send me messages, just send them to my page. They'll come to me. Crazy butt. Anyways. Yeah, like I said, you know, Facebook, well, all the rules are changed with it.
Yeah.
Anyhow. So, did you get stitches with yours?
Yeah.
Tuesday? Did
yeah.
you? Okay. They'll dissolve on their own, or do you have to get them pulled back out?
No, I go back on the 23rd.
Okay. That's awesome.
Nothing.
Don't suck through a straw. You'll pull the socket out.
No, it's not my first time in the dance.
I know.
Okay.
But sometimes people need a little reminding.
Yeah. Yeah, so, Blue says from Canada, she says that she's having a hard time staying in the chat room.
In the chat, yeah, that's why I just call. I don't even go into, I haven't been in the chat for a long time except for Tuesday, you know.
Well, the only
time prior.
Yeah, the only time that happens is when those guys are trying to do shit here, but.
A lot of times I don't go into chat either. I'm usually by phone.
Yeah, all the guests disappeared, so I don't think we're having any more problems for the rest of the night.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes on some of the shows, like when Alicia's been on or something, when we start talking about her show, they seem to, like, kind of, you know, they seem to pop out sometimes.
But, well, yeah. Well, that happens when she gets on because of what she talks about. But
I know, and they don't want to hear it. They must be prudes.
They might be rubbing one out in the fan.
They could, you know. Oh, did you see that thing I put on for how men take a shower? It's so funny. And then my nephew had to get up there and say he forgot to rub one out in the shower. I'm like, oh, God.
Only my
nephew. Oh, here we go. Here we go.
What?
I just said, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. That was just a funny man joke.
Okay.
Anyhow.
But,
I can't believe it's almost Thanksgiving. I'm excited.
I know. It always comes after my birthday.
That was random. I've been walking around for the past, like, 2 weeks saying, I want a freaking turkey dinner. I want turkey.
I know. I saw the turkey breast on sale today. I'm like, oh, yummy.
I'm talking like I want snow on the ground. I want to see some garland put up, and I want the turkey. Oh, yeah. I'm, like, jonesing for, like, holiday cheer.
You jonesing or munching?
No. My thing, believe it or not, like, some people have, like, an apple kick. Some people
right.
have a sailboat kick. Me, I have a pumpkin kick. And I love pumpkins, and I love, like, the fall, the colors of fall and stuff like that. I'm a fall type of person. But I've been saying it now for a while. I just, you know, want to heat up the house with the oven and get to cooking and baking and, like, having people over and chilling and grilling and, you know, all that other good stuff.
When is Thanksgiving this year?
I have no clue. It's sometime in November. It's last Thursday in November, I do believe.
Well, no, like, my birthday's on a Tuesday because my birthday is always so many days before Thanksgiving. Huh?
What? It's
going to
be 2nd of November.
When? Nah.
22nd.
November.
Oh, it's only 2 days after my birthday this year. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I don't
wow.
know that.
I guess I'll make
that.
A turkey for my birthday then.
Well, you know, I came up with I got an appropriate thing for you, Stacy.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Been a while, huh?
Been a while since what?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving
is early this year. My God.
Dude, the only thing, me and my best friend, right, we're like two old ladies. Listen to me now. We're like two old ladies. We go grocery shopping together. We go to the mall together. We do, like, all that stuff, right? Because we've been friends for, like, almost 20 years. Hey! I'm speaking! I'm on my soapbox. Let me go. So, we went to the grocery store the other day, and just like, we're in the middle of the fruit and vegetable aisle, right? And she's like, oh, look at these apples. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, look at these cranberries. I'm like, these beautiful cranberries. And then I shouted, oh, my God, I freaked out. It was so funny. I shouted, I'm like, oh, my God, I want some cranberry nut stuffing. And my best friend was like, what? I'm like, yeah, straight up. I'm like, I said, can't you taste it? I'm like, Thanksgiving time. She's like, oh, my God. But, yeah, by the time we made it through the market and got through the cashier and out to the car, she was wanting Thanksgiving dinner because I wouldn't
wow.
shut up about it. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's something about, like, if you're lucky enough to ever experience, like, the New England change of seasons and how gracious and gentle they leave and roll into each season, fall time is such a cool place up here. The mornings are always chilly, like sweater weather, and like the daytime usually doesn't go over 70, stays below that, and the evening drops down into the 40s, like during this time of year pretty much. And it's just beautiful scenery.
The smell in the air is different, you know. The farms are getting ready to bed down for the winter time. The trees are all yellow and orange and gold. And, like, yeah, like those Kincaid little Christmas cards, the sceneries that you see.
Right.
That's New England, man. But, yeah, it's just a cool time of year. And I've always been, I like Christmas and all, don't get me wrong, you know. But it's Thanksgiving. My holiday is Thanksgiving. I just love that freaking day.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you know, I mean, this is, well, it's been a while since it's, like, so close to, you know, my birthday. And Megan was wondering what to do for my birthday anyways. I guess we should just have an early Thanksgiving. Do it all in one shot, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to celebrate my birthday, and then 2 days later, we're going to do Thanksgiving. Okay. You know?
You can have the leftovers on Thanksgiving, sit back and watch some football, man.
Yeah.
That's why my friends say that I'm like, they're like, you like Thanksgiving because that's an all-day football day.
Like, oh, yeah, it is. It's like Sunday, 9 hours of football. Poo.
I'm like into the game, but I'm also into the hanging pot because, you know, everybody's trying to dress up and look nice and everybody smells good and everybody's happy, you know. That's the everybody's Christmas is around the corner, you know.
I don't know. Thanksgiving here at Simon Baxter's in the tank. I'm doing all the cooking, the cleanup, and... Yeah, and then I'll put it away and clean up, and then I get to sit down in front of the TV.
I'll tell you what, the couple of years that, like, stuff had happened, we had to do Thanksgiving at other families' houses, whatever.
Right.
For whatever reason, I still always cooked a turkey, you know?
Right.
Even if we were eating somewhere else, I would get, like, a small turkey and make small amounts for, like, just our family for, like, the next day. We had our own leftovers because we weren't taking somebody else's home, you know? But I always just, I don't know, it's just, it's the hurrah of the season. It's like as soon as Halloween leaves, I'm like, give us a turkey. Where's the turkey?
Right. No, you know, with here, it's just, you know, me and Megan, so, you know, it's small, but I always get, like, a big turkey and make it because I love turkey sandwiches all the time. You know, I could eat a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what you guys do out in California? Do you add a little, you know, what's that green stuff you guys always eating out there, that lettuce? Arugula? No, what is it called there?
No,
sprouts. Guys could throw a little cilantro on the turkey out there in the West Coast.
traditional here, buddy.
Oh, that's cool. So mashed potatoes, gravy, turkey, cranberry sauce. All
yeah,
that
potatoes, the whole nine yards.
I mean, you want to see something beautiful is the cranberry. I mean, I'm like 45 minutes away from a little town called Lakeville, and that houses Ocean Spray, you know, the people that make your cranberry juice. Yeah. And all down, like, on the direct coast, Plymouth, Salem, those towns in there, they have the cranberry bogs. And, you know, when the cranberries are ready, they float to the top of the water there. That's how they do it. They grow them, they flood the bogs, and then when the cranberries get to a certain size, they all float upwards, and then they have this machine that runs and gets them off the top of the water. But they're just beautiful to look at because you see those ripe red cranberries amongst, like, gold and orange trees in the background and stuff, and you've got a little, like, Cape Cod style house sitting in the background. It's cool to be in New England during holidays, you know. And if you
we got a caller here from California, and he wanted to talk about a ride this weekend, and I'm going to give him that time to do that. And so I will ask you guys to put that Thanksgiving stuff on hold because I think this is what he's talking about is a little more important to Thanksgiving, because some people might not be here for Thanksgiving after you find out what he's going to talk about.
All right, cool.
That's fine.
Hello, Pirate.
Hey, how you guys doing out there?
A little not better than I was today, and it's Bill's turn today.
I love it. Take turns. That's good for me. Mm-hmm. Hey, I absolutely love Thanksgiving. I'm a traditional dinner kind of guy, so anybody cooking traditional food, hit me up.
Oh, awesome.
It's called Come Out East, and you'll get it.
Not to put a damper on things, but since I lost my parents, Thanksgiving hasn't been cooked the same since Mama left.
Yeah,
I can understand.
So, thank you for the opportunity again for the third time. I'm grateful.
No worries. Last night
we had our kickoff party at the Black Knights Motorcycle Clubhouse in Pomona, kind of honoring the people and making more awareness of the event because of the, I guess I could say, the tragedy of cancer and how it takes so many people away from us.
Right.
But more importantly, we are obviously 4 days away from the main event, which is the ride and the main event at Magic Wheels Clubhouse in Los Angeles, where the Bikers Ride for Cancer Los Angeles are hosting a ride from Glendale Harley-Davidson, where we have a registration period from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. With a DJ. We have hostess, social clubs, motorcycle clubs. We're kind of taking over the dealership for 2 hours, and they've been very grateful and came on board as a sponsor. And fortunately, 1 week before the Love Ride, so as you can well guess, the excitement in the air at the dealership is really powerful right now because of the Love Ride. And here we are 1 week before the Love Ride with our ride. You know, it's just kind of an exciting period of time, being smack dab in the middle of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And then at 11 o'clock, we mount up or kickstands up, however you like to say it, and we head to Orange County for Los Angeles Harley of Anaheim, right there in Fullerton, California, where we spend 2.5 hours doing more registrations. For those that have a hangover and they can't wake up too early.
I talked to Emilio today. I might be joining him there, and then I'll have to take off to go somewhere else, but you'll see me.
I appreciate that. And, you know, we have two DJs at L.A. Harley. We have one upstairs on the third floor in the motor close where we have the registrations, and we have one out in the parking lot. And, again, we have... the honorees, cancer, custom painted motorcycle on display, the two DJs. We have hostess from the social clubs there. And of course, because of, you know, the geographical split between the two dealers, we probably will have twice as many riders getting ready to kick stands up at 2:30, where we head back to Los Angeles to the Magic Wheels Clubhouse at Broadway and 132nd Street. We have the main event, and we have three comedians, we have guest speakers, we have DJs over there, we have vendors, food trucks, custom motorcycle show, and raffle prizes that were all the gifts were donated by both of the dealerships. We have somewhere in the area of about $1,000 worth of gifts to donate, or raffle off, pardon me, to raise even further funds for the two charities that we're supporting.
Uh-huh.
And we would love for everybody that has the opportunity to have time on Sunday, either in the morning, afternoon, or in the late afternoon, evening, to come to the ride or to the main event and, you know, support this event. It's only $10. It's probably, and I could probably say this, you know, firmly with a clear conscience, it's the best $10 you'll ever spend for what you're going to see and what you're going to get. And it all goes, all the proceeds go to the two charities that we're supporting, both of which are 501c3 nonprofit organizations who support patients who are going through cancer. There's no way that our small measure, and I'm not saying that we're insignificant, I'm just saying that the larger organizations that are trying to find a cure for cancer are backed by governments and large personalities and corporations. We're trying to support organizations that support the patients while they're going through chemotherapy.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that what you guys do is when someone has this problem and it arises and they're off work and they can't afford to pay their light bill, gas bill, or whatever, or put food on the table, you guys step in and give them all that they need.
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, cancer itself is a disease, so I call it a poison, but the chemotherapy treatments and the radiation treatments are equally a disease to the human body. And a lot of the times, you know, cancer patients are put on disability and can't go to work. And therefore, you know, their income is a portion of what they make, if anything at all. And these organizations not only help fill the refrigerator or pay a few utility bills, but they also will pick you up at your home and go through the treatments with you and bring you home and tuck you in and stay with you for a period of time. They become, you know, your family, because all of these organizations that we support are all breast cancer or cancer survivors themselves and have already gone through this themselves. So
it's really a
connection, and the further connection to that is most everybody that's organized this or participating as sponsors or volunteers, and I have to assume that everybody that's listening knows somebody, whether it's a family member or themselves or a coworker or a neighbor down the street, that has gone through cancer or lost the battle. So
we have someone that lost someone at 23, and she's been battling it herself since the 20s, and then so far she's winning so far.
And that's my point. The more we get ahead together and fight this, you know, disease, we'll win it. It's kind of like if you leave the food on the table at night or let the faucet drip under the sink, the cockroaches are going to come out and you're never going to be able to eradicate it. So if we continue to come together, maybe that's a bad example, but it's the best example I'm coming with on the short cuff. If we come together as a unity against cancer, eventually we're going to win this cancer and the cure is going to become evident, and the support is always going to be there, because if you give up on someone, then they give up on themselves sometimes, because chemotherapy really kicks you like you're down on the ground. It really does, you know, a lot of harm to your body. And there's a lot of things that go through a cancer patient's mind about giving up, like, is it really worth it? And we all know stories of people that say when they have cancer, they just refuse the treatment because, you know, it's not worth it for the pain and stuff they go through.
Yeah, Bill, and I know a guy right now, he's got about 2 months left, maybe. But last year we buried 27 people to that killer.
And because he has a private life, I'm not going to mention his name, but recently a Channel 7 BC cameraman, who was also a Harley rider, just died from cancer and refused treatment. He just wanted to be left alone, and he didn't tell anybody.
Right.
He left his job. I'd rather not say his name, because his wife and he had a very private life. So we'll just, of course, respect her wishes.
Right.
But there's just so many, you know, I guess on the star, there's so many points how this affects people. Choose a point, and you're probably somewhere in unison with that person. And we're hoping that this cause will support in some capacity, in some way, that person. What we do every year is we choose one charity to stick to every year. And for 4 years, we stuck to that charity. But the other charity, because we always do two, rotates. And this particular year, it's a different charity than it was last year. Next year, it'll probably be, again, yet a different charity. So we really want to emphasize that we're not just about breast cancer, although we are in the middle of Breast Cancer Month, and that's how this particular event started. It used to be called the Breast Cancer Survivor Run, and we changed it to the Bikers Ride for Cancer Los Angeles because we really want everybody to know that it's not just about breast cancer. It's about colon, esophagus, skin cancer, you name it. We want everybody to feel like they're included because that's our mission. That's our mission statement.
Yeah, I just want everybody to know that men get breast cancer too.
Yes, 87, I believe the statistic is 87% of breast cancer is women and the remaining is men. And a lot of guys that are probably listening are probably saying, no way. but it's true. It's a fact. And it's probably not spoken of as much, and there's probably not, you know, a lot of organizations out there. You know, us men have a little bit of pride, so we don't talk about those things too much. But, you know, we should drop the pride at the door and step into the realm of the circle.
Well, you're talking to a guy that went through that.
Yeah. And, you know, step into the circle of fighting it and supporting it. And you know, together we can go down that highway of one day, you know, somewhere, some guy who's extremely intelligent, you know, in some scientific, you know, realm, we'll find that cure and turn the corner for all of us. You know, that's, you know, obviously the dream that we're all hoping for. But in the meantime, somebody's got to go up to the plate with the barrel and crack a ball over the wall, and that's all of us.
Right. And that's why I had a hectic schedule Sunday, but I'm going to be, you will see me.
I appreciate that. I know that Emilio Rivera and the actors who portray the Mayans will be with us from Glendale Harley to L.A. Harley, where for a short time after he'll have to depart to a second charity event. I need to speak about some of the people that are part of this event.
Go for it.
Emilio, and I know you know him personally, Emilio is a good friend of mine who I enjoy a lot of time with him and his family and friends. Has a good heart. He's deeply involved in his own personal charity work for some of his local community where he grew up. But he's also very open to supporting, you know, other organizations and events that he believes in. And when I supported him on an event one time, he told me, anytime you need me, just call me. And when I called him, he said, absolutely. You know, 100% hands down, because he believes in this, which leads me to believe that he has people in his life or had people in his life that have lost the battle of cancer or are going through it, as we all are. So
I'll tell you a quick story about a month ago. We did this thing called the Down Syndrome Ride, and the Tuesday before, they went to a restaurant to have a little meet and greet, and one of the young guys that Emilio has been dealing with for a while now, he's in a wheelchair, and Emilio was told that night that the kid had 2 to 3 weeks left. And so far he's hanging on, but it's a sad thing because he's only a 7-year-old kid.
Wow. Yeah, that's something to say. And I appreciate Emilio's heart and friendship, and I'm glad that he's joining us. Kristen Renton, who plays or portrays Ima on the Sons of Anarchy, will be joining us. There's another actor. He's an African-American actor named Amin Joseph. He's going to be in one or two episodes of the Sons of Anarchy this season. He's
right.
Also an actor in movies. He will be joining us. And we have three comedians, Ida Rodriguez, who last year just totally burned the motorcycle clubhouse to the ground. She was so funny. Before she went on stage, she asked me permission to engage the audience. I said, I thought that's what comedians do. So by all means, tear them a new asshole. So she definitely engaged the audience, and it was by far the most hilarious thing to see grown men in patches, you know, kind of being the butt of the joke, but at the same time laughing. And
exactly.
Then we have, yeah, exactly. And Tiffany Haddish joins us. She's another comedian and actress. And we have JT Smoove, who's a newer comedian coming out of the Inland Empire. We have one of the Los Angeles County Assistant District Attorneys, whose family is involved in the motorcycle community. She's currently trying a couple of very high-profile cases. She attracted cancer at 24. She's now 40. I believe she's 48 and has been through several different types of cancer and mastectomies, double mastectomies. And she's a guest speaker. And, you know, we're proud to have these people attached to this event with a
right.
Custom motor show, vendors, food trucks. And, you know, at the end of the day, the entire motorcycle community coming together in unity for our cause. And
perfect.
Last we were very successful, so we're trying to, I guess in a matter of saying, we're trying to one-up last year by being better this year.
Perfect. And like I said when I met you, even though it's been a short time, after this one, when we get started, and you're probably going to start immediately after, we'll start popping that stuff out right away. And maybe we can make this the big, next year the biggest year of all. Because right now we're in 48 countries and worldwide. We have people listening from all over. We even have one guy listening in China right now, and if they catch him, they'll kill him.
Really? You know,
yes.
Your brother from Canada definitely hit me up after the show a couple of weeks ago and gave me good support and words and confidence about the events. You know, last year we did the poker run. This year we kind of scaled it back to just a ride. But next year, if we do this, we definitely want to bring the poker run back and actually have some live bands on stage. We want to change it every year, keep it interesting. We don't want somebody to come to an event and say, that's what they did last year and the year before. So if we have to have, a male patch wear a T-shirt contest or something, we'll do it. I mean, I'm only joking, but we want to just keep things fresh, keep things interesting, because
right.
we want to continue to support the people that really need us, and those are the patients.
Okay, perfect.
And I can't even begin to thank you guys enough and your audience for allowing me the opportunity. I'm very humbled by the opportunity to come on here and at least speak about it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And if the ladies have any questions for you, if not, I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah. Anybody have any questions or?
No, but I'll
go ahead.
No, go ahead, Nora. I'm good.
No, I was going to say, I've already spoken with him every time when he's been on the show. And I think it's a great cause, what he's doing, and or what they have going. And Stacy, it's your turn.
Yes.
All right. If not, then, Pirate, I'll see you Sunday.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing you, riding with you, and enjoying a conversation with you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night.
Have a nice evening. Good night, everybody.
All right.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Hold on. Hello, Eric.
Hey, Philip.
What's up, man? You got all the time you need, brother. I understand you're going to have a big event next week. Unfortunately, I'll be here doing what I'm doing right now, but maybe we can get a remote live feed from you. Eric, did we lose you?
Well, on that note.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to this one. Hold on. Eric, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully I'll be here doing what I'm doing right now, but hopefully we can get a call with a remote live feed from you.
Maybe you should go to the event and do the show there.
That's
what he said in technical terms.
Yeah. Basically, I might be able to do that, but I still got a couple of things I have to work out to see if I can do that, and I'll talk to you about that Saturday. That way we can make the arrangements ahead of time.
Not a problem,
but,
man.
Yeah,
hey,
but maybe
my,
you want to tell everybody what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. Thursday, next Thursday, October 18th at Original Mike's in Santa Ana, we'll be throwing our very first bike night. We're doing a joint event with Cyclopath Magazine, and the proceeds will go to the Gallegos family for the Upside of Down, their foundation. And, it'll be good. It's a good charity event. It's our first time, so it's kind of like giving back to our customers and stuff like that. We just want to go and celebrate and have a good time with everybody.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah. Do you have a caller from the 818 area code? Because that's my brother, Joe.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Phil?
Not bad. I hope to see you Saturday morning when I get to the shop, but if not, I'll see you. Well, I hope to see you, but we'll run across paths, but I'm pretty sure you can be there Saturday. I'll be there around 10 or so.
I feel knowing that you're going to be there, I'll definitely make myself available. It's been a while.
Perfect.
Since But yeah, talking about our inaugural event for Espinosa's Leather, you know, we had a lot of folks approach us about putting together a bike night, and we felt this was the perfect time and a fantastic venue in the city of Santa Ana. They welcome us with open arms, of course. They welcome all riders, anybody on two wheels, and then the kind folks at Cyclepath Magazine were co-hosting this event, and we're really excited about it. We're expecting a great turnout. Above everything else, it's just a great opportunity for us to just go out there and meet a lot of the publics that we don't get to meet in the Orange County area. So we're really excited about it. We hope people show up and just come out and have a great time.
Yeah, and like Eric was saying, I'm going to talk to you guys. We'll see if we can do it remotely, and I think that would be pretty good.
Yeah, whatever we can work out, we could work out the details on Saturday. But, yeah, I'd love to be able to just do a quick call-in and give the people a live hear-in, if you will, of the event. But we expect a great turnout. We have a couple surprise visitors coming in, and, we've already announced Sin Dog from Cypress Hill is going to be coming down, showing up for our event. So it's going to be great. And above everything else, we just love the idea of finally being able to have a bike night with our name on it, something we've never done before. So we're really excited about that.
That's good. That's good. And the first one, I'm sure it's going to be tremendous.
Yeah, we hope so.
Yeah, I expect to see big things, and if not, when I get there, I'll start a few things.
Sure, bring it with you. Just come riding in with a bunch of stuff happening behind you. Not a problem.
Well, they might have lights on the top, but it'll work out okay. Trust me.
Awesome.
You know how they like them guys at Black Dinos.
Yeah, they love them Black Dinos, absolutely. Red and white lights, just love those Dinos.
Yes, they do. But so what? I know people have approached you, and things have politics sometimes gets in the way. But my understanding and seeing what's happening is we finally put the politics to the side, and everybody's coming together to do for a good thing.
Yeah. You know, Phil, without getting too much into the actual politics of it, finally it was just the perfect storm for us. One, the venue, Original Mics, a lot of folks who we told about and know about Original Mics, they're all like, yeah, that place is fantastic, that place is awesome, they welcome all two-wheel customers. And then the second fold on that was, you know, our co-host, Cyclepath, is the... You know, it's a great write-up. It's a magazine that they cater to the two-wheel world. You know, both Harleys and the other brand as well. And
well, you know, Joe. To me, I really don't care what you ride as long as you're riding.
Exactly. That's why I just say other brand instead of using any kind of term. It's just, you know, the two-wheel world, and so we like that because. As you know, in our shop, we welcome everyone, two-wheel and cage alike, and we suit them up the best we can. So, and like I said, the city of Santa Ana said, come on down, so we're going to be there. And we got a great venue for a band. I don't know if you know Big Rockin' Daddy. They're going to be performing live on stage, so we're excited to have them. You know, we've gone to a lot of events where they're just rocking the house, so they were our first choice to invite down and just to rock the house for us. So really excited, really jazzed, and yeah, definitely want to see how this thing goes, and of course if this thing's successful, plan a lot more.
Perfect. And anything I can do to help you guys, you know, it's there.
Yep, just having you acknowledge us, broadcast this out, and of course join us, Phil. Love to sit down with you and chat for a few minutes. It's been a few months.
Sure, and I'll even let your dad put a napkin with a smiley that says Pepsi on a Coke for me. That's that was a hint to get some Pepsis. I hope you guys understood that.
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I guess I'm
going to
speak by Saturday, bro.
And another thing, and on Saturday when you come down, I know Eric can talk. We want to showcase at we are going to have a booth at the show, and I'll let Eric talk a little bit more. We're going to showcase some brand new designs in our leather vest, and I'll let Eric talk a little bit more about that. But there's a couple of designs that he came up with that were pretty genius. You know, and being writers ourselves, not just manufacturers of leather, there are a couple of things that we noticed, the inherent, you know, flaws in designs that he finally said, you know what, let me put a pencil to this. He came up with some brand new designs. And Eric, if you want to talk a little bit more about the cuts we're going to be showcasing, go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm here. I just came up with a couple of different designs, I just tinkered with a couple of vests a little bit just to make them more rider friendly. But obviously, I would like people to come down to the shop actually to see them for themselves, because if I give it away on the air, nobody's gonna come down. I'd rather have people either check us out online. And as a matter of fact, speaking of that, we'll be revamping our website and pictures, and we'll have a lot of our new vest designs on our website within the next month or so.
Okay.
So your listeners and your followers will be able to see exactly what Joe's talking about. Or
well, actually, they'll also see the one that we talked about earlier today, and that'll probably be up on with the new picture I got coming for the radio show.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll get you suited up with one of the new designs on Saturday, and you'll ride home with it. And like I said, I just rather not speak too much about it, because I'd rather have people be more curious about it. But I thank you, Joe, for throwing that in. But like I said, we're working on our website. We're revamping everything, and we should have a new look within the next month or so.
Perfect, perfect. And go ahead, Joe.
Really quick on the event itself, for the folks who don't know us, don't know our store, don't know about our reputation or anything, at the end of the day, what you have is you've got a retail establishment of over 40 years catering to the biker community, and anybody or anyone who walks through our front doors is immediately a friend first, then a customer. And we're hoping that this event will be an extension of our retail establishment, but moreover, just to meet a bunch of people we just have not had the opportunity to meet. And one of the things is having a booth there, if we can start meeting some of these folks and showcasing what we do and who we are as a business, not just, you know, somebody trying to, push their goods, but just who we are and how much we feel we're part of the two-wheel community. And then on top of that, like I said, Cycle Path Magazine with their great magazine. We got a great photographer who took some phenomenal photographs. I don't know if anybody's been to our book, Espinosa's Leather. We got Trinity.
Well, not to interrupt you, but since I've been putting this on a blog with you guys and telling them to let you know that they saw it on the blog, I'm sure they've been doing that because we had a conversation about that before. But since September 17th, we've got 5,332 hits.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, and so they might have been privy to seeing the very attractive Trinity Angel posing in some of our products, and she's going to be at the bike night. She'll be out there, and hopefully she'll still be posing a couple of our products. But we'll have the talented photographer from Cycle Path Magazine taking some photographs, and it's going to be great. It's going to be a great event. We're really excited.
Perfect. And anything else? If not, I'll see you guys Saturday. And I'm sorry that I won't be able to see you sooner, but due to certain things with my job, I will have to be there tomorrow. But I will see you Saturday morning.
All right. Look forward to seeing you, Phil.
Okay. You guys have a
cold message for you, Phil.
Perfect. You guys have a good night, and thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, Phil. Take care, Philip.
All right. Hello? 619.
Hello?
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 Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Hi, this is Cougar from the Graveyard Gamblers.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad.
Good. Hey, I'm just calling in to remind everybody about the big party that we're putting on Saturday out at the Flint Springs.
Uh-huh.
And we're having a great band, big party. We just got done wrapping up all the raffle prizes, and I just wanted to get it out there that it's going to be a great time. We're expecting probably 200 to 300 people, and we've got drink specials and food specials and a game called Buck a Duck. So it's going to be a good time, and want to see everybody out there.
Okay. And I'm sure, unfortunately, I have to go north, and Bill will be down south, and he already told me he was coming out there.
Great, good, good, good. So
and
I just want to let your listening audience out there to come out and support the Graveyard Gamblers. We've actually got some support gear that we had made up, so everybody's been screaming for support gear for us, and as a women's club, we love that, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there. Starts at noon to 5, and sign-ups will be ready for you at 11.
Perfect. And,
okay.
Yeah, and everybody, don't forget to support these ladies. Unfortunately, when I saw you guys in Vegas, that was one of the rare times you saw Bill and I together.
I know. That was very rare. That was a good time in Vegas.
Yes, it was. And that clubhouse was like a Taj Mahal.
The what?
That clubhouse was like a Taj Mahal. I've never been.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
No.
That was unreal.
No, and when I told some of the club guys that I know about what I saw and what they have, I don't even want to repeat what they said.
I know. It was just like, whoa, you got to be kidding me. It was great.
It was.
Yep.
I've never been anywhere where you could sit down and watch the UFC fights and like you're sitting in a movie theater.
It was. It was like a movie theater. And did you go out and see the place where they cook the food?
Yes.
Unbelievable. The whole thing was unbelievable. And they were so nice. What a bunch of nice guys.
And it was the Iron Crossman.
Right, Iron Crossman, yep.
Out of Las Vegas. They throw Las Vegas. Yeah, they throw a hell of a party.
You know, apparently the chef, too, was, he used to cook for one of the major hotels at Disney World, so he was a chef, and that's why they came up with that pork with that wonderful, wonderful sauce that they had on it, and, oh, it was...
That was some food. That shit melted in your mouth.
It sure did. So, good.
But again, this is Cougar from the Graveyard Gamblers, and they're gonna have a party Saturday out in Flint Springs.
Flint Springs, yep.
And everybody needs to go?
Everybody needs to come. It's going to be a gas.
Okay.
And
I thank you for calling in, and feel free to come in anytime when you guys have something you want to promote.
Of course, we will.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks
so much.
You have a good night.
Okay.
All right,
bye-bye.
All right, I'm gonna let Creed take us out, and thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Have a great night.